I welcome you to today's episode of Restored Life Podcast with Stanley. Here we learn to grow our knowledge of God's Word and to rest in His goodness. On this platform, we will share how you can act on the Word of God, walk in your inheritance, and enjoy all God has made available to you in Christ. In today's episode, I'll be sharing on victory over depression. And I will take for a reading from Psalms chapter 42, verse 5. It says, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God." Today, it is common for people to be depressed. Broken relationships, missed opportunities, poor health condition, protracted delays and rough seasons of life make the soul downcast. According to the World Health Organization, more than 300 people of all ages suffer from depression globally. And depression is a leading cause of suicide in our world today. Anyone can be depressed, from parents to children, godly people to ungodly people, from the rich to the poor, and the clergy is also not excluded. In fact, talking about the clergy, according to a 2018 Pastoral Care Inc. Statistics, about 35% of pastors battle depression and fear of inadequacy today. The figures could even be higher. There are common signs of depression, which includes sadness, low energy, diminished motivation and irritability. It could also become a serious health condition, especially when it lasts for a long time. There are other signs include anxiety, worry, negative thoughts, feeling of guilt, insomnia, or too much of sleep. And, you know, there are misconceptions that abound in the church today, particularly in certain environments, that make people think that every depression case is a deliverance case. How wrong can this be? Depression is sometimes caused by bodily sickness, which affects the emotion of an individual. And in such cases, it's advisable to seek medical help. The Bible is not against medical science. Generally, depression is rooted in the thought patterns, which in turn affect behavior and emotions of concerned individuals. And we see that, you know, in the Bible, that different biblical personalities were depressed at different times. Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, was depressed due to the people's recalcitrance and the desolation of Jerusalem. He wrote the book of Lamentations to share his honest frustration with God. Elijah was depressed at some point and he asked for his life to be taken due to a burnout experience. David was depressed at some point with his men when Ziklag was raided, and his family, the children and their wives taken captive. Hannah was also depressed because for years she had no child of her own. People generally get depressed for different reasons. But there are three core reasons why people are depressed today. Number one, disappointments due to past experiences and unmet expectations. It could be a job loss, a loss of status, loss of a loved one, loss of material wealth, or any loss at all. It could be a breakdown of a relationship, unfulfilled expectation, failure, betrayal, rejection, life-threatening illnesses, or it might even be something that you did very bad at some point and you are afraid of the consequences of speaking out about it today. We all have experienced all or any of these at different times. However, do not blame yourself for the past. The past is past. You can't undo the past, and God is set to do a new thing today if you will let Him. Another leading cause of depression is discontentment due to current pains and shame. It could be due to a prolonged unfulfilled desire. The Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick. It could be due to monotony, dissatisfaction of current circumstance, lack of improvement or growth in certain areas of life, or even in family income. But the truth is this. You have to free yourself from the negative thoughts and the feelings that come with them. Do not make the mistake of comparing your life or yourself with another person's. Their part in life is different from yours. Another leading cause of depression is despair, the fear of the future, and the feeling that things can't get better. This is a bad place to be. It is characterized by confusion, wrong choices, and in severe cases, since the individual concerned can no longer put up with the fears, the shame, and the anxieties face, they may even harm themselves. But please know this. The longer you focus on what depresses you, the longer your depression will last. But there are biblical solutions to depression, and that's what I want to share with you today. Hear this. Depression is one of Satan's deadliest weapons to rob God's people of their joy. Depression is a sign of Satan's presence, just as joy is a fruit of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Satan knows that it is with joy that you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and that if he is able to rob you of your joy, then you will be unable to draw anything from the wells of salvation. But there is hope for anyone who is going through depression. Since depression is rooted in the mind, by the way, if it is rooted, then it can be uprooted as well. So when people are depressed, they are actually being self-centered, merely focusing on themselves and the problems. But the greatest healing takes place when people discover that they are not alone in their predicament. Believe it, child of God, Jesus is with you now, and he shares in your feeling. Ours is an empathetic high priest, having experienced what we are going through right now. And as long as your mind is under pain, you can't solve anything. Therefore, the solution to depression is to move your focus from yourself to Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Trust in the faithfulness of our God. God is our hope when we are in trouble, including depression. The message is clear. When depression hits, fix your eyes on God, on his power, and on his love for you. Regardless of feeling, God says, "For I know the thoughts that I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." Paul said, "For when we came to Macedonia, we had no rest, but we were harassed at every turn. Conflicts on the outside, fears within. But God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us." 2 Corinthians chapter 7, 5-7. David speaking, he said, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit." Psalm 34, verse 18. And in the popular Psalm 23, in verse 4, we read, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." You might be going through the valley of shadows right now. Maybe the valley of the shadow of death, shadow of denial, shadow of debt and liabilities, discouragement or depression. Agreed. Shadows are scary. But remember, shadows are always bigger than the source. Your problem is actually not as big as it appears. Shadows don't hurt. So this current shadow will pass in the name of our Lord Jesus. Here's another good news. You can't have a shadow without light. So find the light. Turn your back on the shadow. Look at the light. For as long as you keep your eyes on the light, Jesus, the light of the world, the fear of shadows will lose its grip on you. Again, you will need to change your current environment. It might not necessarily be a physical environment, but the environment of your mind. So, and this talks about the change of perspectives. Reclaim the power over your mind, over your thoughts, and ultimately over your life. How do you do this? Praise and give thanks, and be intentional about this. In everything, the Bible says, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Praise and sorrow cannot cohabit. In the midst of a depressing incarceration and possible execution, Paul and Silas changed their perspective. They changed their environment. They chose to praise God. So I'll challenge you today in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise your way out of depression today. And the choice is yours. And I pray that you will make the right choice. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. If you've been blessed by today's episode, please share this with everyone whom you love and who is in your contact list. Until I come your way next time with another episode, stay blessed and God bless you. Amen.